Blackstone Audio presents Poppy by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Lindy Nettleton. For Catherine Falk with Love. Chapter 1. It would have been easy to feel sorry for Penelope Smith because she lived in quite terrible surroundings. But Penelope, pronounced Pennylope by her family, was not in the least sorry for herself. At the age of 17, she showed signs of having inherited all her dead mother's stoicism, chirpy cheerfulness, and optimism. She had also inherited her mother's blonde beauty, which, although dimmed by dirt and dreary circumstances, occasionally flashed through in all its splendour after her twice-yearly bath. Penelope lived in Bermondsey, under the shadow of London Bridge Station, in a thin, mean brick house lodged tightly in the company of other equally thin, mean brick houses in a long, dark street called Cutler's Fields. With her lived her noisy and drunken father, Bert, and her two small sisters, Emily and Josie. Emily was 4 and Josie 10. The late Mrs. Smith had departed this world after seeing Emily safely into it, and Penelope's mourning for her mother was the only thing that dampened her sunny spirits. The day that was to change her life did not have an auspicious beginning. First of all, her father, who had managed to remain sober for all of 3 months, had fallen from grace in a very dramatic way, drinking hot gin at the Pig and Crumpet until it came out of his ears, figuratively speaking, and out of everywhere else, literally speaking. He had had a noisy encounter.